You are listening to Type Radio. My name is Annette Linz. Now we are talking.
Type Radio.
Looking at sort of the political situation all over Europe and especially in France, do you ever consider to get more politically involved? Or, I mean, you have sort of tools to also to do that?
That's a good question. When I was studying in Grappus, it was one of the reasons because I thought it was, you know, I want to be upfront. I want to do something. I want to be participating in society, if it was in Germany or in France, in European society or wherever I was. And I was very active in communication in the suburbs for many years. During Grappus, during Nous Travaillons Ensemble, where I was co-founder after Grappus split up with Alex Jordan for 3 years. And even when I started my own studio in the beginning, my main client was the suburbs of Paris. Because I imagined as a graphic designer and doing a qualified job, respectful, addressing to people they maybe are not addressed or that are a little bit forgotten from culture, that could have an impact on their lives and also on society itself. I still believe that, and I'm giving the same attention to what's economically not very interesting for my studio, but I'm giving the same attention to a small project from an association in the suburbs or a ministry or a museum or culture. I can't switch. I can't say, okay, now I have this kind of client, I'm not giving all of myself, or, you know. So it's the kind of the same approach. There are different ways of being politically active, I think. There's the way to doing directly a political poster for women rights or children rights or against racism and all that. I've done that. The problem is if there's not a real political interaction between the mayor, for example, and his vision and the graphic designer, it still stays a command that's a little bit fictive. And this was my frustration after some years, because I had the impression that I worked a little bit in empty space. I did these kind of things, but there was not an exchange. I didn't know, for example, if I made a poster for women rights, what really happened politically afterwards, yeah. You know? It was just like, in another way, it was it was a nice vitrine for the mayor, but I had no exchange afterwards with him, what really happened and all that. And then things changed and they wanted it to be more commercial after all these years with Grappus and with me and other people, also graphic designers, fighting for it. If you would see now how they communicate, because of fear that they are put into a certain kind of direction, and it's very complicated to do a very political action if you have not the association that you're completely implicated in, or if you're not member of a party, what I'm not.
Yeah.
To be as close, to be really just. So I see my political work in another way now, because I had this question several times. People said, well, how does it come that now you're only doing this aesthetical, cultural stuff? For me, you know, doing this work with quality and addressing to people in urban space in a very qualified, respectful way, and not treating them like often in publicity in a very, lowest common denominated basis, you know, that they might understand because everybody's stupid kind of way. That for me is also a political action, you know, because I have often to fight for that with the cultural institutions and all that. I said, no, we are giving the people something that goes, you know, that can brighten their day, maybe, when they walk through the city and they see something, maybe that can touch them in a poetic way or talk to them in a different manner, not only as a consumers of society. And that's not so easy always to get through, even through cultural institutions that are very much in need of sponsors now in economy, so they want to use the same language often, like
the companies,
the commercial communication. But I think this is still, for me, it's a political act to work in this way.
Do you see, I don't know if you have a reference, but do you see differences between, about that situation with the being political in graphic design in Germany and France? Do you have like a comparison?
Well, no, it's too superficial to make generalizations. But, well, I see very interesting things happening in Germany too. Yeah, there's a lot of people try to do good communication in culture, you know, all these poster designers. And I mean, I can drop names, but I will miss people. So, yeah, and in France, the same. No, it's... I'm sorry. Maybe I didn't understand your question completely right.
Oh, that's okay. I was just wondering if there's any difference between Germany and France.
In the cultural approach and equality.
Yeah, in the cultural approach and the political approach of graphic design.
I don't know. The only difference is that there was a cultural ministry in France, and there was for years a big cultural budget. So I know, for example, the prices for posters and were quite the double, like in Germany, or even a bit more. So as a poster designer, you could actually live from that.
Mm-hmm.
What was not the case in Germany. In Germany, it was like the cerise sur le gâteau, you know, the
cherry on
the cherry
cake.
On
yeah.
the cake.
Yeah, yeah.
There's a lot of things happening, very active. And since the wall goes down with big Germany now, there's a lot of interchanges of groups in Berlin, like Zion or other people that work actively in culture. And,
how do you perceive Germany now, like living in Paris and looking at it? You feel like ever returning there?
Well, yeah. Lately, I try... for years, I was completely working in France. And lately, I really must say that I miss my German roots and all that. And I try to go forward and backward. And I had the first interesting project last year in Germany. And I really look very much more what happened in the German scene. I was just invited to be in the jury for 100 Best Posters in Berlin. So I have seen all the kind of, what happened last year in poster design and all that in Germany, on German speaking, also Austria and Switzerland countries. Yeah, it's very exciting to me because, of course, it's my culture, but after having left for 15 years, it's also like seeing it with very new eyes, and a lot of things have happened there, and I really love it.
And are you considered, when you're in Germany, are you considered as a French designer or German? Like, what, who?
Exactly. When I'm in German and they look at the work and I say, oh, that's so French.
Yeah.
You know? That's, you know, it's so French. And when I'm in France still after 15 or 16 years, I say, that's so German.
Oh, really?
Yeah. That's.
And how do you feel?
I have no idea. I just feel European.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know if you can say that's a mixture of many things. I don't know. Meanwhile, it's my kind of sensibility.
But it's also there are not so many women poster designers.
There are quite some.
Some, but not so. I mean, it's not.
Yeah.
You're quite rare.
Rare species.
No, rare species. Yeah.
Well, it's, you know, it's a profession where you invest a lot of time and often there's deadlines and night shifts and stuff like that, and it is not so easy compatible with family life. So,
is it also because men tend to have more a spirit of like wanting to be more competitive, more being out there, and a poster is like something that has to hang on the street for everybody to see,
exactly.
Which is more like a male conception of fame? as opposed to the women. Women's like more like in the background and doing their thing.
Well, it's
a generalized.
Lisa, go on.
I'm generalizing. No. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Statements by Donald.
I have some more. You want to hear them?
Yeah, well, there's a strange thing happening, actually. Whenever I go to workshop in schools, there are 70 to 80% girls, yeah. Women, very talented. And then they just... the higher you go up scale in hierarchy, and then there's always a director somewhere who's a man, and then maybe the woman is the assistant. Mm. I don't know, but I think it's going to change because the next generation, there's so many women, and they really do excellent work. I think it's just a matter of time and a matter of organization.
But do you think it'll ever change? Because this whole revolution has been going on for such a long time.
It's completely changing now. It just takes some time. Come on, our mothers, they had to fight for being able to work, and then the next generation, my generation now, around 40s, we had to find that, we studied and then we wanted to work, we wanted to do our own thing and all that, and it was trouble getting all together with the family, and mm-hmm. you do as good as you can, and the next generation comes. Now I can see for these girls it's kind of how do you say that, it's so natural, it's
all choices are open, and
new things happen that are complicated too, but they, you can have all together. You don't have to make a choose either profession or family life. It's, acquainted. You say that? Yeah. It's like a acquainted situation. But, I don't know when they ask, is there a male or female approach to design? I don't know if you could say something like that. I don't think so. I think it's just maybe... You're right when you say that women are not so much in this power situation all the time. Because being recognized as a graphic designer, they are a lot out. But doing your self-promotion is a whole different kind of thing. It's not about working or doing a good work. It's also about being there, like here on a congress, showing your nose, publishing something and all that. This is also how you get known. And maybe there's no time left for that for a lot of women, I don't know.
Do you have a hero?
Oh yeah, I have one hero, one special hero. I don't know. In graphic design or
no,
for everything?
Not necessarily.
Not necessarily. No.
In graphic design, there's too many heroes that are. One hero for me is simply my father. He's a hero for me because he, he couldn't do what he wanted to do. I think in some way I realized his dream working in a creative profession. But the way he went and the way he accomplished his life, and he was always happy with what he had and what he did, and he worked very hard and never complained really, and for me he is a hero, the hero of the simple life, the hero of being happy with few things and fulfilled, and not like I was for a long time torn, was not knowing I wanted to do something important, to make something important out of my life and all that kind of things, and took me a long time to get happy with where I am and what I'm doing, and happy with the situation, and I think I learned a big deal from him about being happy with simple things. Mm.
If you had a chance to do something else than what you're then being a graphic designer, what would that be?
I still would like to think about society and people, telling people stories. Maybe I would like to work less with commands, with clients, but develop things by myself. And
But that would still be graphic design or another discipline?
Well, I don't know. can be open. You know, graphic design for me is not only, it's a kind of an approach, a creative approach. You have a problematic and you try to find a concept around that is interesting and a visual expression. After that, of course, it's also skills of discipline and all that, but it could also have all kinds of form of creative expression. So it's not limited on type and paper and printing.
And as a last question, how would you like to be remembered?
Take your time.
Well, how would I like to be remembered? Don't know what to say.
Well, this is what I mean. A man could say, the greatest poster designer ever lived, you know?
No, I don't know. It's just, whatever. I hope that I contributed in some small points to something positive to some people's lives.
Okay.
Thank you.
All type radio interviews and podcasts may be downloaded for personal use only and may not be used in any other way by third parties except with prior written consent from type radio.